Will my internet get faster? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Computer people are totally preoccupied with the FCC's net neutrality decision. But what normal people want to know is, will my internet get faster and will it cost me more? So I asked Maggie Reardon from CNET.
Your internet will not be any faster. You probably will pay more eventually, but that's not a function of net neutrality necessarily.
So then why is it such a big deal? Because the internet is privately owned by a few big companies like AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast. And software companies are afraid of being bullied, which Maggie says can happen.
You had AT&T, for example, say that people couldn't use the FaceTime application because they said it would overwhelm the network. Well, then the public said no. So AT&T conceded, and guess what? The network didn't fall apart.
But I think the real reason the government's getting involved is that the internet is more than just another utility. Once upon a time, when the power went out, the lights went dark and the food spoiled, but you could still go shopping, make a phone call, mail a letter, do your banking, read the newspaper, and listen to your transistor radio. But today, when there's a blackout, phone's dead, stores can't take your charge card, you can't access your bank account, your mail, your family photos, and if you can't find the old transistor radio, you can't get the news either. You can't even tweet how miserable you are. The internet is not just another utility, it's a superpower. That's why I think people want a government referee. Because whoever controls the internet basically has every one of us by the Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.